Yeah. And I'm still here where the energy is just negative. This is America, bro. It's money and what everything else that's weird and wicked.
Temptations keep approaching me with a powerful lure, and if pure thoughts don't prevail, I'ma fail for sure. A connoisseur of pleasures trapped in passionate lust that obscure my abilities to discern and trust. Fighting with an entity inviting me to sin, just as real as the guidance I encounter from within. Two opposing forces, voices in my head, each inner in my heart, both demanding to be fed. Will I ever be relieved? Been harassed by Satan with my conscience and my ego constantly debating. Spiritual assaults, hard hopes for tomorrow, dark thoughts like a thought of regrets and sorrow. So how shall I overcome this vulnerable flesh, overwhelmed by dishonorable burdens I possess? For the truth to manifest, the flesh must humble, for inner walls of resistance to collapse and crumble. Is your soul saved? Do you believe that? Or is there work to do, and can you achieve that? Are you prepared to advance to where you've never been? Are you equipped for that task, and have you ever been? You need the light of your Lord to guide you out the dark, and only God is qualified to redirect your heart. Have you calling out his name when you're falling short? Unable to proceed cause you need support. Pollution of the souls on the surface contagious. When everybody's sinful, it's hard to be courageous and stand up alone, being prone to transgressions, subject to afflictions and unworthy of blessings. Confessing all my faults to the Lord who produced me, speaking to himself, begging him profusely, stressing living loosely, seduced by cravings, doing my best to try to rectify the way I'm behaving. If ever a soul needed saving its mind, being trapped in different levels of the devil's design, trying to find me an outlet for me to get my freedom, turning towards Allah cause it's evident I need it. To never fall short, gotta guard my heart closely. It's myself threatening my spiritual health mostly. The struggle is internal and the pressure it weighs, but a man's heart softens by how often he prays. Is your soul saved? Do you believe that? Or is there work to do, and can you achieve that? Are you prepared to advance to where you've never been? Are you equipped for that task, and have you ever been? You need the light of your Lord to guide you out the dark, and only God is qualified to redirect your heart. Have you calling out his name when you're falling short? Unable to proceed cause you need support. At times it's like my mind has forsaken reality, and at best I express a complex personality, and I offer no apology for my psychology. Most misconstrued, so very few follow me. I lost close friends cause they no longer feel me, but I'm only made stronger by what doesn't kill me. Obtaining security through spiritual maturity, modesty and honesty, from lewdness to purity, with a negative energy constantly pursuing me. Still faith is greater, my creator's renewing me. He's been true to me despite my indecency, and is increasing me with moral standards recently. What does life entail but many tests and trials? Years of tears, more stress, less smiles. It's the spirit that matters, not this physical illusion. Things have never been the same since I came to that conclusion. Is your soul saved? Do you believe that? Or is there work to do, and can you achieve that? Are you prepared to advance to where you've never been? Are you equipped for that task, and have you ever been? You need the light of your Lord to guide you out the dark, and only God is qualified to redirect your heart. Have you calling out his name when you're falling short? Unable to proceed cause you need support. Is your soul saved? Do you believe that? Or is there work to do, and can you achieve that? Are you prepared to advance to where you've never been? Are you equipped for that task, and have you ever been? You need the light of your Lord to guide you out the dark, and only God is qualified to redirect your heart. Have you calling out his name when you're falling short?
In the name of Allah, the most kind, the most beneficent, the one whose mercy encompasses everything, and he has a specialized mercy for those who believe. You need to smile at the fact that you have a Lord who is absolutely merciful. Your past is your past. That's exactly what it is.